Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The reward of giving a loan. Sayyidina Abu Umama radiyallahu ta'ala who narrates that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered Jannah in the Mi'raj, the following was written at its door: the reward of sadaqah is tenfold, while the reward of giving loans is 18-fold. Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the night of Mi'raj, I saw the following written on the door of Jannah: the reward of sadaqah is tenfold, while the reward of giving loans is 18-fold. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if a person gives a loan once, he received the reward of giving that amount of money in charity twice. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu also narrates, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, giving loans is charity. Note, even though a loan is repayable, one will receive the reward of spending that money in charity, and the hadith quoted above says that the reward will be multiplied. The divine help of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala upon incurring a debt. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever takes the wealth of people intending to repay it, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will ensure that it is repaid. And whoever takes the wealth of people intending to destroy it, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will destroy it, and he will be incapable of repaying the debt. Note, if a person takes a loan and intends to repay it, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will arrange the means for it. And if he does not intend settling it, circumstances will never permit him to repay it. Thus, it is important to be aware of this hadith, especially for business people who generally buy on credit. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.